Hello, hello. This is Ronan, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And yeah, that was just Swing Slow. Really great, great vibe. This song always reminds me of Wisconsin for some reason. I have a lot of family out there. And the radio show, the DJs before me were both from Wisconsin. Shout out Oshkosh. Oshkosh, that's where they're from. That was super cool, super random. And next up, we have Earthing and Protection by Pram. So let's get started.
My love comes.
that one. That was It's All Over by You'll Never Get to Heaven. And next up, sadly, I do not know how to pronounce this song, but it is by Fei Wong, who is equally as dreamy as that last song was. So here it is. Maybe I'll try and learn how to pronounce it while you listen to this song, because it's so pretty.
Thank you. It's the Southside Samurai, blacked out ninja from Putney to Peckham Rye. Ready to injure any of my enemies, you know I'm in a linger. Bad man forward, man running over cause he wanna talk shit. I feel it in my chest now, all the pain, can't get the vest out. It's been too long, G.
Edge of science.
So that was just The Operation by Charlotte Gainsbourg. I think she's one of the most beautiful, most talented girls in the entire world. Once again, my friends, some of them think otherwise. Some family, they think otherwise. All of these like musical opinions that I have are apparently very controversial, but she's really cool. She's in a lot of Lars von Trier films, if that means anything to anyone out there listening. But next up is Femme Fatale by Tracy Thorn, who's actually in the band Everything But the Girl, but she has some solo music as well. She's really great. And this song, I was just telling my friend India, features the number 37, so look out for that when you're listening. And 37's a magical number, and I'll explain why after this song.
Thanks.
Deja vu. I have to apologize really quickly. If you just heard, this is a warning. This goes out to one person that's out there listening right now. If you're listening and you just heard three text notifications, just ignore those and they won't be happening again. But yeah, that person that just texted me also requested this song. So I contemplated like not even playing it because their text messages, their notifications came up during my set. But I forgive you if you're listening, but don't text me right now because I can't have it playing again. But yeah, love you so much and miss you. Here is your song. Trying to get my friend on the mic. Oh, we do have a PSA for you. Let's hear it.
Mic two is on. Okay. Our PSA today pertains to ladder safety.
This is India Foxworth, this by is, the way. Yes. Sorry, not to, like, fully name drop, but it's such a good name.
Thanks. India Mabel Foxworth,
yeah,
actually.
India Mabel Foxworth.
Well, ladder safety.
Mm-hmm.
There's something very dangerous in your home.
Hmm.
It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
Whoa.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
Whoa.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Wow. Thank you for that, India.
So many ladder.
How do you feel about walking underneath a ladder?
Is that supposed to be like a bad luck thing?
Yeah, that's like a superstitious, like, if you walk underneath a bat or
honestly,
underneath a ladder, it's bad luck.
I feel like I like walking underneath ladders.
It's sort of thrilling.
Like, I didn't even know that was a thing, though, so.
Really? Wow. I guess I'm just, like, an extremely paranoid person.
I know about, like no hats on the bed.
I've never heard of that one before.
Yeah, you're not supposed to, like, put your hat on the bed. But I don't know if that's
why.
Real. I don't know. Why are you explain not supposed yourself. To walk under a ladder?
I feel like that makes more sense. Because, like, if the ladder... I don't know.
But, like,
but I can't
cats.
Imagine it, like, falling like that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Baby, It's You. It's you. Oh, no, we don't. Now we do.
Sha-la-la-la-la. It's not the way you smile that touched my heart. Sha-la-la-la-la. It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Many, many nights roll by. I sit alone at home and cry over you. What can I do? I can't help myself. 'Cause baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. You should hear what they say about you. Cheat, cheat, sha-la-la-la-la. They say you've never, never, never been true. Cheat, cheat. Whoa, doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love you any old way. What can I do when it's true? Baby, it's you. Baby, it's you.
That was just Sassy 2 by Joanne Robertson and Dean Blunt. That song always reminds me of summer. I remember driving around in LA with the windows down, as usual. It's a very, like, flowy, really, really hot song. Like, it reminds me of the heat, which is not what we're experiencing right now. It's very cold, very, very wet outside, but sort of beautiful at the same time, very tranquil. But next up, we have Nation Feeling by Nation. This has an awesome lyric in this song, and I'll say it to you first so you can look out for it, but it's, "When I bend down to smell the flowers, I pretend that they're you." I think it's so silly, and I love it. And hey, India, when I bend down to smell the flowers, I pretend that they are you.
Strawberry kisses, and I really like the strawberry kiss. I really like the strawberry kiss. God for tomorrow, I'm sorry if it's something you missed. The way you talk to me, you really put a freezer on me. This is so brand new, it's so brand new, it's a feeling for me. Thank you.
was looking for his wings. And there was trouble.
That was The Garden by PJ Harvey. Very dreamy song. Very, very dreamy song. Shout out Diego Gonzalez listening. You kind of joined at the perfect moment because we just started playing that album. And the next song is dedicated to someone that's in this room with me right now. Another song I listen to all the time over summer. And that song is Indian Summer by The Doors, because I'm with India.
I love you the best.
Summer with India.
Hi.
What's this next song, India? This is hers.
This next song was my most... Is my mic on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Was my most recently liked song on Spotify that I heard from Discover Weekly.
Mm.
And it's Peggy Lee. What's it called again?
Is that all there is?
Is that all there
question
is?
Mark.
Question mark.
Let's see. Let's find
Let's
the
see
answer,
if that
actually.
Is all there is.
Yeah.
Because it's all there is tonight on WMFO 91.5 Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Beautiful transition.
Thank you.
This has been Ronan.
And some India.
And here's Peggy Lee. Is that all there is?
I remember when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out on the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas, and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, "Is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is." And when I was 12 years old, my daddy took me to the circus, the greatest show on earth. There were clowns and elephants and dancing bears, and a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads. And as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing. I don't know what, but when it was all over, I said to myself, "Is that all there is to the circus? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. That's all there is." And then I fell in love with the most wonderful boy in the world. We'd take long walks down by the river, or just sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love. And then one day, he went away, and I thought I'd die, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, "Is that all there is to love? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep..." I know what you must be saying to yourself. If that's the way she feels about it, why doesn't she just end it all? Oh no, not me. I'm not ready for that final disappointment. 'Cause I know, just as well as I'm standing here talking to you, that when that final moment comes and I'm breathing my last breath, I'll be saying to myself, "Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all..."